Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Dobby.
Yeah, hi, Krell.
Hey.
Yeah, hi, Krell. Can I get a Budweiser?
Cold Budweiser.
Thanks, Krell.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about the Browns getting four primetime games. I think they could get flexed in at the end of the season also. I think they're that good.
I think that one of the keys for the Browns will be I think they should be on national television every week. Isn't that basically what they're driving at here, the caller, Dovey, and then they put them on four primetime games, right? So, and then he said they should be flexed into more, so that would mean like five, six, seven, maybe five, six, or seven primetime games. Listen, I think they have put the cart way before the horse here. I mean, I get it. Baker Mayfield had a great year. I won't deny it. I think they're very young and exciting. They're headed in a very positive direction. I think the OBJ trade was great for Cleveland. He's a terrific player who is a massive pain in the ass. He's very, I think a self-absorbed narcissist. I mean, he's just a mess, this guy. There's no denying it. We just saw him here in New York just completely get unglued. What did he do when he was here, Carver High, except be nothing but a pain in the ass? I mean, he was an absolute from the day they drafted him. Then they gave him $100 million, and he acted like a mature person for about 3 hours. Is that about right? And then he went right back to being an immature brat. Is that about right? So you're getting a guy. I know it all looks so wonderful to you. Just like Johnny Football looked wonderful to all of you people. Remember when you got him and the world had changed in Cleveland? They were going to win the Super Bowl, and then that disaster took over. So let's be very careful about some kind of, professional behavior out of Beckham. I mean, the guy can flat-out play, but he's just a nightmare with everything else. I mean, I don't know any other way to describe it. I don't know who's worse, Beckham or Brown with the Steelers, now Raiders. He was nothing but a pain in the ass. And, I mean, there's just, you know what it is? All these guys know it, and they just won't say it. But they can't stand him. They got rid of him. They traded him because they couldn't stand him. And then they try to sell you that he played him or that he pulled it off, and he got him to, trade him by – his behavior and his didn't show up for work and didn't show up for the games. And so they had no choice but to buckle to his demands and trade him and everything else. But at the same time, what they don't ever just say is flat out is that they got rid of him because he's a pain in the ass. They traded him because they got sick and tired of his BS, right? And just inject swear words here. They got rid of him because he's just absolute pain in the ass and he's full of it. And they just got sick and tired of it. And the other guy, Bell, they didn't want to get rid of him. They kept offering him boatloads of money, and it was never good enough for him. Just couldn't make the guy happy. So you got to move on. It is what it is. But people giving Super Bowls to Cleveland and looking at you, you sound like one of these guys looking at the schedule, and you've already – I heard one guy today say they got, automatic 11 or 12 wins. I mean, slow down.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.